This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, September 18th. Well, pretty impressive week last week for the cattle space as both lives and feeders broke into new all-time highs. We finally have pushed out of this trading range for the front-month live cattle. The back months have been into new highs for several sessions, but it was the front months that were just the laggards, which means that the bear spreads were working as the market was rallying. So that's a red flag. But nevertheless, we still were pushing higher with a fairly strong performance on Friday. For the week, live cattle front months were up $3.70. Feeder cattle were up $5.32. So again, an impressive performance, even as the market continues into new highs. In the cash trade, steadied a little bit higher. The Fed trade around 184 was up one. The dressed at 295 was up six. Box beef values were weaker. Choice down 66 cents at 306. Select was down 374 at 283. The spread gained 308. We're sitting at 2259. Movement was 156 loads. So for the week, the load count was 685. That is the best that we've seen since the week ending July 14th. So, you know, we've seen the box beef values decline throughout the whole week. In fact, choice was lower and it lost $7 for the week. Select was down four of those 5 days. They lost just $3. So we are seeing some discounting of box beef values, but it is stoking quite a bit of demand. We've seen consumption really step up here. So that's encouraging to the broader market and I think helps support the cash trade, even though, again, box beef values being lower. We are looking at a cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. Expect to see lower numbers. I mean, that's just going to be the story, I think, for quite a while. Producers are long on feed. There's no reason why they wouldn't retain heifers, at least, if not some of their own calves, especially in areas where you normally see backgrounding going on. You know, why not? Why not hang on to these calves and see what the fall and winter brings? So I still think we're going to continue pushing higher. You know, we're at nosebleed levels already, but supplies are just tightening all the time. And there's quite a bit of competition out there among small guys and the big guys looking for calves, A, to put in their small feedlots to feed corn across much of the Midwest. You're going to have, I think, a pretty decent start to the winter wheat season. So you're going to be looking for grass calves. That'll be later in October into early November. So, and you've got plenty of hay around in the northern plains, and you've got more rain coming in the central and northern plains. That's going to help, recharge some ponds if guys want to keep their calves out on grass a little bit longer. So there's just a lot of bullishness in this market. Now, you have to be careful about getting too bulled up, especially at these kind of price levels. But we haven't seen any reversal signs. We haven't seen any sell signals. So we're on point for that to happen. But I'm still targeting early October, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see this stretch in early November. You know, how far you can take prices is another question entirely. So maybe the market just hovers here, hangs in there, just slowly grinds its way higher. We just have to see what the price action does. If we're in a time window of a high, when a seasonal high would happen, then we're more on point. If it's going to happen earlier, we had a big day up on Friday, you want to see three or four of those kinds of days strung together to have some sort of indication that we're in a blow-off top type of formation. Of course, we don't have that yet either. So we're still hanging in there. Still, expecting that we'll probably stall out here in a couple weeks. So we want to be ready for that. But in the meantime, the market clearly is well supported. Cash trade is strong. The feeder cattle index was up another 218. We're sitting at 253.39. So as long as the cash trade hangs in there, the board's going to hang in there as well. The slaughter rate on Friday was 121,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 623,000. That is down 6,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights, 824 pounds. That's one more than the previous week, but still down 8 from a year ago. Total beef production for the week, 520 million pounds. So consumption is there. Seasonally, we tend to see an increase in consumption, and then it'll stall out for a little while. Then we get another push up into early December, which is typically when you tend to see, your seasonal highs for cattle prices, and in particular your choice box beef values that just headed into the holiday season. That's normal. But right here in front of us, still looking for another couple of weeks, probably, that the market will hold firm. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.